Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. Today, I'm joined by legendary broadcaster and storyteller Larry Hatteberg, who will be the keynote speaker at Kansas Farm Bureau's 105th annual meeting in December. Larry, thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely my pleasure.
Jumping right in, what should we expect to hear from you as the keynote at annual meeting?
Well, I spent 50 years at Cape Television in Wichita doing stories basically on people. And humans are an interesting species. They are absolutely fascinating at every point in their life. What I always looked for, though, I looked for the people who were working quietly and silently behind the scenes, making changes that benefit other people. We never hear about them. They don't put out press releases. They're working, as I say, behind the scenes and doing these wonderful things for communities and for other people. And I like to ferret those people out because what I have found over the course of time is each person I do a story on is like a teacher about life. And so I think at this point in my career, I've probably got a doctorate degree in life from all of the people who I have learned from. The other thing that I found that's important is if I keep my big mouth shut and keep my ears open, I can learn an awful lot from each individual who I point the camera at. And I've made great friends over the years, learned an awful lot. But most important, I think we've left a legacy, a historic legacy, really, of these people who will have never been on television before, will never be on television again. But for a moment in time, we got to see their goodness. We got to see their power. And many times, these are people who most of us wouldn't interact with. For example, and I'll talk about this on December 3rd, a guy who lived in a hole in the ground for 40 years. That's not someone you run across every year. That's not someone who lives next door. But what I found is people like that have a story and they have a message for the rest of us. And so meeting these people, learning from them, I've just had a great time doing that.
Awesome. So the title of the series was Hatteberg's People, correct? And that's ongoing.
Yes, it is.
How many people do you think you've spoken with over your career?
We have somewhere between, in the Hatteberg's People series alone, we have somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 people who I've spoke with. The series started in 1974 and continues today. And while I'm not at Cake TV anymore, I still work kind of behind the scenes with Cake. But the series is now on KPTS Channel 8, the PBS affiliate here in Wichita. And so we have a show that runs at 7 o'clock on Thursday nights every week. And I love doing this show. I'm just finishing up a couple of pieces here. I have my editing room down here in the lower level of my house. And I'm just finishing up a couple of pieces right now that people might, I'm sure, are not aware of. Did you know we have a Hollywood actress living in Kansas in a rural part of the state? And she is married to what is now probably the world's foremost authority on travel writing. And they live remotely, they live on a farm, and to go out and to meet them and to tell their story, A, it's an honor, but B, it's fascinating to see who these people are. She works all over the world in acting and is doing a film here in Kansas. And so to find these people and to meet them is really a gift. And it's fun. I mean, I have a great time. I've been doing this for a long, long time now. And it's still fun. And I think anything that you can find literally that takes over your life that's fun, keep on doing it. So I am.
I think you mentioned one of these, and I don't want you to give away too much before December 3rd here, but what stories have stayed with you over the years that you find yourself just keep coming back to?
I get that question a lot. And one of them is, as you indicated, probably one of the stories that I'm going to be talking about on December 3rd. And it's an old man who lived in a hole in the ground. And he was really the dirtiest individual I have ever met in my life. I don't mean coming out of his mouth. I mean just physically dirty. You know, you wonder, what can you learn from someone like that? Well, I'm going to tell you what you can learn on December 3rd. But meeting him changed my life. And really, he was the last person I thought that would happen to. But to this very day, I think of him often. He touched me in a way that many people do and made me think about my life, made me think about his life, made me think about what's important in life. And he was a great teacher, a wonderful teacher. And we'll talk about that. But it's people like that who you don't expect, who you just meet and who just come into your life really accidentally, and they change it. And it's unexpected. So he was a gift, as the other people have been a gift. I've spent a lot of time in the Kansas Flint Hills. I love the Kansas Flint Hills. I love the people who live in the hills and respect them. And I know that most people who are not from Kansas, who drive through on the Kansas Turnpike, probably think that's the most boring drive they've ever done in their life. But if you're from Kansas, and if you've seen the hills in the morning, and if you've seen the hills in the evening, and if you've spoken to the people who live there, you get a whole new sense of what the Kansas Flint Hills mean to Kansas and to the rural population. So I love talking to those people and just being with people in different aspects of their life, in different moments of their life, has really been fun for me. Again, because they're all teachers and because I try to learn when I'm out with these people. You can't help if you're not learning. You're doing something wrong. And I've tried to think that I'm doing something right. But what we have with those 1,500 to 2,000 people is we have a history of the Kansas people from 1974 to the present. And it's a look at them that you don't normally get on television or in person. And that's why I'm still involved in that, because we're still making history with that. And I don't expect anybody to remember me, but I certainly hope that they will remember the stories and the people who populate this state, who have been such a gift to the state and have made a difference in this state. But heretofore, many times their stories were ignored, and I hate that. So again, part of what I do is to try to take the people who have great stories, but no mouthpiece, and give them a mouthpiece.
You mentioned earlier that you have what you call a doctorate in life, and wanted to ask, after speaking with so many Kansans, what insights do you have about our state and the people who live here?
First of all, I very seldom do stories on people who have titles in front of their name. I do stories on average, everyday people. And we tend to put people, not only in this whole country, but in Kansas, we tend to put people who have titles in front of their name as the important people in our society. Well, sure, they are doing hopefully good things with the title in front of their name. But really, the bulk of the work, I think, is done by people with no titles, people with no names, people you've never heard of. And they live next door to you, and they live out on the farm with you, and they live in places that you'd never expect someone to be important. And yet they're totally important and very valuable to the experience that makes Kansas a special place. Every state will say they are a special place, and I get that. But Kansas has some fascinating people who work so quietly and silently behind the scenes, changing lives, that it's really stunning to me that people haven't heard of them before. They might be known a little bit in their community, but outside their community, nothing. So I look for those people without the titles. I look for those people who have gifts to humanity, and I want to tell their story, because if I don't tell their story, chances are that it will never be told. And so for me, doing that is really my job, and I've done it since 1963, and so it's great fun for me, and it's still, even as I get older, it is still fun. And I love meeting these people. Just as an aside, 50 years ago, I did a story on a female trucker. She was one of the first female long-haul truckers in Kansas that I had ever met. She went all over the United States. Well, the producer I work with at KPTS wanted to find her. And after 50 years, we found her. Where does she live? 2 miles from me. 2 miles from me. But her life, since I did that story on her as a Kansas trucker, she has done so much. She's been all over the world. She has multiple degrees. And I was reunited with her, and I've done another story now with her 50 years later. And to see what the good that these people have done over the course of time is just absolutely fascinating to me. Now, is everyone like that? No, not everyone. You know, life makes a left turn for a lot of people over the course of time, that we start out to do good things and then either through sickness or just making bad decisions, life doesn't always end up like we want. But for most of the people I've done, it has. And it's just fascinating to follow their lives over the course of time. And that's what I get out of this. I feel almost like I'm a little voyeur watching these people grow, mature, and do all these wonderful things over the course of time. And my job is just simply to tell their story. And I love telling their story.
Anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today before we leave?
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting all of them in person. And it'll be fun. If they have any questions at the end of the presentation, please raise your hand and ask a question. And I've done a lot of stories that are probably not good over the course of time. And I've struggled with that. I will tell you that one of the stories that I've followed for 30 years is the BTK story. And it's not a story that I talk much about because of the horrendous nature of it. But I am still in contact with the guy. I got a letter from him yesterday. And it's a story that won't go away. And it's a story that we can all learn from. And there's more to come from that story. So, you know, while the Hatterberg's people is what I'm known for, there are other stories that we've done over the course of time that have also kind of changed my life and made a difference in it. So if people have questions about that, I'm certainly open to it. But I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. I'm looking forward to telling my stories. I get a real charge out of it. And I'm sure your group will be receptive. The Kansas Farm Bureau does a lot of great things for the agricultural community all over the state. And I was amazed to learn that you have an office in every of the 105 counties in Kansas. Wow. I mean, that's pretty interesting. And I did some research on it and found out that there's one guy who owns 225,000 acres of land in Kansas. He's the largest landowner in the state. And that's fascinating to me. He's also a billionaire. But it's fascinating to me what you guys do. And the good thing is you guys are around and helping a lot of people. So I'm looking forward to the whole shebang.
Well, we are glad to have you. And thank you for your time today, Larry. We are looking forward to seeing you December 3rd in Manhattan.
I'll be there. Talk to you later.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.